It's Art Spotlight, and we're looking at the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony, who's getting ready to start the 17th season, started back in 2000 by Regan Eckstein. She's in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
And the new conductor, newly named conductor Wilbur Lynn, returns. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me again.
A beautiful program coming up on the 12th at the Long Center, including music by Maurice Ravel and Felix Mendelssohn. We'll talk a little bit about the program and about the season here in a minute. But Regan, I wanted to ask, how did the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony come about?
Well, I had actually been thinking about it for quite some time and mentioning it to colleagues and friends and students. We really need a youth symphony here in town because there were so many talented kids with no outlet for full orchestra playing. And with all of my prodding, nobody else ever seemed to want to get the ball rolling. So finally, I just got together with a couple of friends, actually on Margot Marlatt's porch, and we just pulled together a board and got things running.
How was it that first season to get kids together?
Yeah, actually, we started as building it the first year. We really were just a string kind of chamber orchestra size because those were the contacts that I had. Although I think we did have like a flute player. We did a couple of Bach things with flute. And then by the second year already, we added in winds and brass. So.
Wilbur, I know you've been on the international stage and are working in the church in Indianapolis. How important is this for kids to have an orchestral program like this?
I think it is extremely important. I mean, I benefited from my personal upbringing by playing orchestras and being exposed to great music and being exposed to including work ethics, including how you play an ensemble, what is a good sound, how do you think as a musician. I think it's incredibly important, not only for them as a musician, as a young musician, but also as a great tool and a great resource for them to draw upon to in life in the future, I think.
Regan, that first year you said dealt with strings and eventually expanded. What sort of numbers are we talking about from then till now? How's it grown over the last 17 years?
Oh, that's a little hard for me to remember, but it was maybe 16 violins and, you know, suitable number of violas and celli, maybe 4 or 6 celli, something like that.
And what is it like today?
And now we're about 75, I think. It fluctuates a little bit. Depends, of course, what the repertoire is that we're doing. But
and that's after audition of selecting, and then we have the 35.
That's right, yes. Yeah. We had, I think, over 100 sign up to audition.
It's Arts Spotlight, and the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony has a program November 12th. On the program is the Reformation Symphony, Wonderful of the Last Symphony by Felix Mendelssohn, and 2 works by Ravel. Yeah. I know one was probably planned, and another one is with a soloist, right?
Yes, it's Ravel's Cigan. It's a beautiful violin showpiece. It'll be played by our concertmaster of the year, Christina Shi. It happened to be that we programmed 2 Ravels together to go with the Mendelssohn, but I think it will be a concert of very diverse repertoire, but also they have their similarities in an interesting way, I think.
The need for this sort of came out in reading about a little bit about the history and seeing testimonials from folks that there are some schools that don't offer orchestra, that they may have band or they may have no music, maybe they have choir. And so this was probably a nice need that has sort of continued on where the education system wasn't really picking things up.
Yes, that's right. We do have a requirement that all of our students, if their school has a performing musical organization, we require that they be in that program. We're not interested in competing with or destroying the school programs. We're a supplement, and hopefully it's a good partnership for helping the school programs to improve as well. You're right that there are some schools that have only bands, then there are other schools that have only string orchestras and band. And I think both West Lafayette High School and Lafayette Jeff do occasional brief periods where they put a whole orchestra together, but it's very limited amount of time. It's not through the year. And there are other schools that have, you know, basically nothing.
All right. 2 final questions for you. One, I will ask you, Regan, is that 17 years, lots of growth. Are there dreams ahead? I know that you do 3 concerts, one at Jeff High School and the other two that are at the Long Center. Are there any dreams of tours or getting out there more concerts? What are the goals over the next over the next 17 years?
Actually, we have talked on and off about the possibility of touring. The problem is in expanding much past what we are doing at this point. It's difficult because all of our students are, they're all like brilliant kids. They're involved in a million things and sports and academics, carving out time and energy to do that. I am just afraid it's going to be really a difficult slog.
And I guess I'd ask a final question of Wilbur, is that what are some of your goals? I know that you have three concerts this year, the next one coming up here on the 12th, the Long Center. Is it make a difference in the rep? Because obviously with concerto competitions, you don't know always at the beginning of the season what those will be. But is there an overarching goal and ideas that you have over the next few seasons?
Yes, definitely. We would love to make the whole season coherent in that it is an appealing set of concerts for audience, and then it will be a great learning experience for our students, and that they are not just playing three different concerts, but they are thinking about the theme, they're thinking about why we're programming this kind of music and why we're putting these together and how what we're talking about in our music to the audience. I was talking to them earlier this semester that we always have to think about what we're communicating in the music. We're not just playing beautiful music. Of course, they are beautiful music, and we're not just doing entertainment. Of course, they are great entertainment sources, but we are always communicating something, and that's something that I would like to continue to make this orchestra doing what it has been already doing pretty great.
Congratulations. There's 17 incredible seasons, and we're looking forward to the next concert. Awesome new website. I just saw their latest update, WVYS.org, is where you can find out more, the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.